go by. And so very grateful that God's given our people opportunities to share the gospel and minister to others around our world. And it's so great having people from around our world actually in church as well. And so we do rejoice in that. So Acts chapter 9, 1 to 18. Meanwhile, Saul was uttering threats with every breath and was eager to kill the Lord's followers. So he went to the high priest and requested letters addressed to the synagogues in Damascus, asking for their cooperation in the arrest of any followers of the way that he found there. He wanted to bring them, both men and women, back to Jerusalem in chains. And as he was approaching Damascus on this mission, a light from heaven suddenly shone down round about them. And he fell to the ground and he heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" "Who are you, Lord?" Saul asked. And the voice replied, "I am Jesus, the one you are persecuting. Now get up and go into the city and you'll be told what you must do." The men with Saul stood speechless, for they heard the sound of someone's voice but saw no one. Saul picked himself up off the ground, but when he opened his eyes, he was blind. So his companions led him by the hand to Damascus. He remained there blind for 3 days and did not eat or drink. Now there was a believer in Damascus named Ananias. And the Lord spoke to him in a vision, calling, "Ananias?" "Yes, Lord," he replied. The Lord said, "Go over to Straight Street, to the house of Judas. When you get there, ask for a man from Tarsus named Saul. He is praying to me right now. I have shown him a vision of a man named Ananias coming in and laying hands on him so he can see again." "But Lord," exclaimed Ananias, "I've heard many people talk about the terrible things this man has done to the believers in Jerusalem. And he is authorized by the leading priest to arrest everyone who calls upon your name." But the Lord said, "Go, for Saul is my chosen instrument to take my message to the Gentiles and to kings, as well as to the people of Israel. And I will show him how much he must suffer for my name's sake." So Ananias went and found Saul. He laid his hands on him and said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus who appeared to you on the road has sent me so that you might regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit." Instantly, something like scales fell from Saul's eyes, and he regained his sight, and then he got up and was baptized. Father, I pray that as we look at this encounter here this morning, that Lord, that you would open up our eyes to the encounters that you desire to do within us. And Father, I pray that those encounters will increase. Lord, I just sense that in my spirit that, Lord, we're entering into a season where encounters with God are going to increase all around us, not just to the people in the church, but, Lord, the people that are also in our world, that they're going to have encounters with you. And so, Lord, I just pray, speak to us afresh in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, this morning I want to talk to you about God encounters. Now, a God encounter is a moment or is a time when we encounter God in a supernatural or an unexpected way. It's a meeting with God that kind of catches us off guard, that catches us by surprise. We're not expecting this meeting. So these encounters from God, they can come in many forms and many ways, just as we see in this passage of Scripture that we have read here. And God encounters, they change people. That's something that you need to realize from the very beginning, that God encounters change people. And that's what I like about them. That's why I desire to see them. That's why I desire to seek them, because I realize that God encounters change people. The Apostle Paul, his life was so changed by this encounter that you'll notice that his name used to be Saul, and now it was called Paul. He went from being a Pharisee, a persecutor of Christians, a person that was imprisoning and beating Christians and putting them in prisons, to becoming a man loved by God, a man that went around the world preaching the gospel, became the greatest missionary the world has ever known. And so there's a drastic change that happened in Saul's life. A drastic change that when people saw him later, they couldn't believe he was the same person. And that's what a God encounter can do for us. They can create a change in us so drastic that people will be in awe and looking at us and saying, I can't believe that you're the same person that I knew all my life. Now, every encounter with God will include change. And if there's no change, then really all you got was a touch from God. When you have an encounter with God, it's going to change you. True encounters with God will change your lives for the better. You'll have a greater sense of God in your life. You'll find yourself empowered to a greater degree. You'll find more anointing in your life. You'll find that there's a desire for the presence of God more in your life, that you'll take your relationship with God into a whole lot deeper relationship. It's also interesting that encounters with God, we also see that where people have struggled, where people have been under bondage, where people have been addicted to various things, that encounters break those kinds of things as well, to a place where people experience a new freedom in their lives. And one of the things I love hearing is testimonies by various pastors that have said that when people encounter God, it does far better than years and years of counseling, because one encounter with God can change a person's life. And so God encounters are needed today, just as they were needed in the past. They are supernatural in origin, and they're also very real and go a long way in helping us to endure the adversity that comes our way. So God wants to encounter people, not just the church people. God's wanting to encounter everyone. He really is. And that's the good thing about God encounters. They are for everybody. They're for the believer, and they're also for the non-believer. And God desires to touch all people. And I really believe that that's what God is going to do more so in our own community, that God is going to start to move in ways where he begins to touch people from all kinds of different backgrounds, all kinds of different religions, and he's going to bring them into a truth encounter with Jesus Christ. And that's already happening, but I believe it's going to be even greater. And as we look to our own community, we've had numbers of people that have come in. They've told us they encountered God on the highway. Some people told us they encountered God at a job site. Some people told us they encountered God out in the woods when they were hunting. Others have told us they've encountered God while they're walking on the streets. Others have said they encountered God when they were in their homes. Sometimes they saw something. Sometimes they heard something. Sometimes it was a deep impression that they felt inside of them. Sometimes it was a dream or a vision. Sometimes it was a response from prayer or from reading the Word of God. Sometimes it was a healing. Sometimes it was a miracle that happened in their lives. There can be many ways that God would encounter us. And he's encountering people in so many ways today, and it's increasing. And I believe it's going to increase even more. And actually, not just more, but it's going to be in the multitudes. It's going to really increase a lot. And he's wanting to meet with people. Time is getting short, and God is using everything at his disposal to get our attention and draw us closer to him. You know, as I look at our world today, we see a world that's looking for that which is real. And that's what God is doing. He's showing up in people's lives, and he's showing them that, hey, I'm real. This is real. And as people experience it and recognize that God is real, they're responding to him in the multitudes. We're seeing that a lot in many other countries of the world, and I believe that's Canada's turn now. One encounter can change your life. It really can. And so this morning, I just want to share about those encounters. I want to share with you that of what to expect in an encounter. And I also want to share with you that your faith may arise and that you might be ready to begin to talk to numbers of people that maybe that you consider would never, ever come to Christ, or that they would never, ever change, that all of a sudden they're going to change and you're going to be able to be there and to help them and direct them towards Jesus Christ. So first of all, we look at these God encounters. A God encounter, first of all, it leads to a supernatural event in your life. Something that is not natural will take place. Something that's out of the ordinary to get your attention. And so that event is going to be very clear to you that it's something that God is doing. It's not just something by chance, but that you would recognize that this is God. God's showing up and he's doing something out of the ordinary to get your attention. Now, as we look at this story, we see Saul's life. We see that for Saul, it was a bright light that was so powerful that it forced him to the ground and blinded him. Now, we're probably saying, okay, I don't want that one. I don't want to have that one happen to me where there's such a bright light that it just knocks me to the ground and I can't even see anymore. But that's what happened for Saul. That's what needed to take place for Saul. Saul was a man that was bent on vengeance against God. He was a man that was out there and trying to destroy everybody who believed in God. So God had to show up in a powerful way for him that he would recognize that it was God. And as you look in your Bibles there back at Acts 9 again, verses 3 and 4, and then verse 8, it says, as he is approaching Damascus on this mission, a light from heaven suddenly shone down around him. He falls to the ground and he hears a voice saying to him, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And then in verse 8 it says, Saul picked himself up off the ground, but when he opened his eyes, he was blind, and so his companions led him by the hand to Damascus. So Saul encountered a God encounter. It was an encounter that came directly from heaven. A light from heaven so bright that it blinded him and caused him to fall to the ground. It was supernatural and origin. Now, some God encounters can be quite shocking to us, where there is an event that will take place in our lives where we recognize this is naturally impossible. I don't understand what's happening right now, but you will understand that it's God. You may not understand the actual situation or how the thing is happening. How can there be a light shining on you? And I've heard that from people even that have come to this church where they have told me that a great light shone on them, sometimes even in a service. And that's what they encounter. But what we need to realize that in every encounter is about God getting our attention. So our focus is not to be necessarily what happened or the situation that occurred, but rather what's God trying to say to us and getting our attention. Now, we can also think of the story of Moses in the Bible. And if you watch the movie of Moses there, you'll remember the burning bush. And there was a bush on fire, and yet it wasn't being consumed. It got Moses' attention. So he goes over there. Exodus 3, 2 to 4 tells us that story. It says, there the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a blazing fire from the middle of a bush. And Moses stared in amazement. And though the bush was engulfed in flames, it didn't burn up. This is amazing, Moses said to himself. Why isn't that bush burning up? I must go and see it. And when the Lord saw Moses coming to take a closer look, God called him from the middle of the bush. Moses, Moses, here I am, Moses replied. And friends, that needs to be our response as well, that when we go through a God encounter, something that's very supernatural, our response needs to be, yes, Lord, what do you want to say to me? I'm here and I'm listening. So these God encounters, they definitely draw our attention to God. And they're very clearly God. So you're not going to be wondering, well, did I have a God encounter or not? Or what really happened to me? These things are going to be very clear to you that it's God that's getting your attention. So that's something you need to remember as you go through God encounters, that if you are going through one, you will know that it's God. You're not going to be doubting and wondering, well, was that one or not? You'll know that it's God because he's trying to get your attention. So God's encounters are supernatural origin. They can be in big ways or they can be in small ways. They don't have to be something drastic that happens in your life because God speaks to us in small ways as well. The point about the God encounter is that you know that it is a God moment, a supernatural event. It will be clear to you that it's God that's trying to get your attention. Maybe you're here this morning and maybe the reason why you're here is because God has got your attention. Something happened in your life where God spoke to you in some way. Maybe you saw something. Maybe something happened to you, and it spoke to you, and you realized, hey, God's trying to get my attention. And then you found yourself here in church today. I believe that's going to happen even more. Secondly, a God encounter leads to a person hearing God's voice. See, the encounter is more than just God wanting to get your attention. It's also about God wanting to speak to you. And again, you're going to know that it's God speaking to you, not somebody else. These encounters lead you to hear what God has to say. So you're not going crazy. You're not having a mental attack or anything of that nature. But it's rather something that you know that it's a God situation and it's God speaking to you. Just like here in Acts chapter 9, Saul was not a believer. In fact, he was anything but a believer. He was a person that was imprisoning and beating people who were Christians. But it didn't take him too long to figure out who was speaking to him. And as you, again, back to verses 4 to 7 of Acts 9, it says that Saul fell to the ground, and he heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" "Who are you, Lord?" Saul asked. And the voice replied, "I am Jesus, the one you are persecuting. Now get up and go in the city, and you'll be told what you must do." The man with Saul stood speechless, for they heard the sound of someone's voice, but saw no one. So God encounters lead you to that place where you're going to hear the voice of God. And again, this is a case where you will know it's God. There's not going to be a confusion there. There'll not be a doubt there. Saul learned very quickly that it was Jesus speaking to him. And if you look at the story of Moses again, back to Exodus chapter 3, you also see that Moses quickly realized that it was God who was doing the speaking. And it says in Exodus 3, 4 and 6, "And when the Lord saw Moses coming to take a closer look, God called him from the middle of the bush, 'Moses, Moses, here I am,' Moses replied. 'Do not come any closer,' the Lord warned. 'Take off your sandals, for you are standing on holy ground. I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.' And when Moses heard this, he covered his face because he was afraid to look at God." It's interesting that when we have those God encounters, I hope you realize that God knows your name. Sometimes we wonder, does God even see that I exist? Does God even see what I'm going through? Well, when you have a God encounter, God will call you by your name. He will use your name. He knows who you are. And they're not to be fearful things. Because, see, God, as he speaks to us, he has something to say to us that's beneficial to us. It's something that's encouraging to us. So you don't have to be afraid of God in that sense, because God has something good to share with you. Now, many times these encounters will be about revelation, God revealing something that you're going through that will bring you understanding of why you're going through a certain situation or a certain circumstance. Sometimes they'll be about God giving you some understanding, some direction of a path that you are to take. So really, it's a good thing to hear God's voice, because there's a revelation that God wants you to know. He has something good to say to you. So we don't need to be afraid of God encounters. They might kind of make us wonder why we had such an encounter, but God desires to speak to us and make himself known to us and reveal himself to us in a very real way. So it should be something that we desire, and not just for ourselves, but for everybody. Because when God encounters people, people change. And you know, when God encounters us, it also is kind of good because it takes all of our arguments away. Because a lot of times, you know, God does speak to us and shows us things through his word and impressions on our hearts, and we still disobey him. But when you have one of those encounters and he tells you something, there is no argument. You don't even dare to argue with God, because you know that he's saying what he's saying is very, very true. It's also interesting that it doesn't really matter if you're a believer or a non-believer. Saul was not a believer. Saul was anything but a believer. He was out there trying to kill the church. And yet God gave him that encounter. And friends, it doesn't even matter if a person is rebellious or if a person is super spiritual. God still can speak to whoever we are and wherever we find ourselves. God is great in speaking to us and straightening out things in our lives. So it's a good thing to desire encounters, to pray for encounters. As encounters bring hope, they bring revelation, they bring understanding in our lives, and they help us to hear God's voice better. And that is happening, and it's going to happen even more. Thirdly, in God encounters, there are the manifestations of visions and dreams. And God really likes to use this one in Scripture. We see this a lot in the Bible where God would speak to us or we would encounter God through visions and through dreams. And it's interesting, after Saul had the encounter with the light, God chose to give him another encounter. And this time it was in the form of a vision, telling him that a man named Ananias would come to him. And then God goes on to speak to Ananias and tells him about what's happening in the life of Saul, so that both of them can come together. And you'll often find in encounters, visions, and dreams that God will precisely tell you what to do. He will show you people. He will show you individuals. He'll give you names. And so they can become quite clear for you. As we look at Saul, we see that his encounter here, verses 10 and 12, and the Lord is saying now in a vision. He said, "Now there was a believer in Damascus named Ananias. The Lord spoke to him in a vision, calling, 'Ananias.' 'Yes, Lord,' he replied. The Lord said, 'Go over to Straight Street.'" Amazing that Lord's telling him exactly the name of the street, "to the house of Judas, whose house it is. And when you get there, ask for a man from Tarsus named Saul." And so very clear what was said in that vision. And he's told Ananias, "He's praying to me right now, and I've shown him a vision of a man named Ananias coming in and laying hands on him so he can see again." See, visions and dreams are one of those more consistent ways that God encounters people. We can think of many stories in the Bible, famous stories in the Bible. Think of Joseph in Egypt under Pharaoh, and where Joseph would receive those dreams that helped him to govern Egypt at that time and to rise up to be next to Pharaoh. One can think of the prophet Daniel, King Nebuchadnezzar, and the visions and the dreams that Daniel had, not just of the present things that were happening, but of future things that would take place in our world. We can also think of Joseph and Mary and the birth of Jesus, and that after the birth of Jesus, that the angels would appear to Joseph in a dream, and they would communicate to him where he should go, where he should live, so that Jesus would be safe. So God often used dreams and visions to speak to us. And as we think of dreams and visions, we need to remember that this is also a promise that in the last days there's going to be an increase of this. There will be an increase of people experiencing visions and dreams. And it tells us in Acts chapter 2 that God is going to pour out of His Spirit upon all people, and they're going to have visions and they're going to have dreams. Verse 17 of chapter 2, it says, "In the last day, God says, I will pour out my Spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions, and your old men will dream dreams." It's a promise. It's a promise from God that God is wanting to encounter us. It's a promise from God that God wants to speak to us through visions and dreams. And this is going to increase. More and more people are going to have visions and dreams of God speaking to them. Many times at this altar, we've had people that would come and they would tell me, "Hey, I had a dream last night, Pastor. Dream told me I was to go to church, so here I am." And then they're waiting for me to give something. I'm thinking, okay, I missed the dream myself that I was supposed to do. But I just realized very quickly, you don't have to worry about that. You just tell them about Jesus. Because that's what they do. That's what encounters do. They want to bring us to that place of Jesus. And so if you kind of didn't get maybe your side of the vision, don't worry about it. Just lead them to Jesus. Just talk to them about Jesus. That's the appropriate response. But this is a promise from God. More and more people are going to experience Christ in these last days. And they're going to have these types of encounters where they encounter Christ through dreams and visions. I think back to Mr. Kim. Some of you might remember him. He used to be one of the former owners of the Galaxy Motel. And I remember one day, he was a Buddhist, and I remember him one day sharing with me how he came to Christ. And it wasn't because of our great preaching or the wonderful things our church was doing, but rather he had a vision. And in this vision, he saw the Word of God. And God began to tell him that this is a true Word of God. This Bible is true. And as he had that vision, he began to read the Bible, and he came to faith in Jesus Christ just because of a vision. And now he's doing great with God. I know it's been a few years since I've seen him now, but I remember he was telling me he's up every morning, 5 o'clock, and he's praying. And I appreciate that. He's praying over the city of Edmonton as he lives there now. But God's encountering people, visions and dreams, just as the Word of God says will happen. And I pray for that. You know, even as our prime minister, I know there's been so many things about him on Facebook of late, about Mr. Dress Up and all the things that he's doing. And you kind of laugh at those things. But you know what that man needs? He just needs an encounter. He just needs a God encounter. One encounter with God can totally change his life. One encounter with God can totally transform him, just as it did to Saul in this story. And maybe there's somebody out there that you're thinking of and saying, oh my goodness, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Pray for an encounter, because one encounter will totally change their lives. So I pray for visions. I pray for dreams that they would come forth. Fourthly, God encounters will lead people to the place where they get filled with the Holy Spirit, filled with the presence of God. And that's where the power comes from. That's where the anointing comes from. That's where our strength comes from to change your life. The Holy Spirit empowers us. The Holy Spirit touches us. That's why we come here the end of the month, every Sunday night on the end of the month. We come here and we call it our encounter night. And all we do on that night is we just worship the Lord. We pray, we praise. And we're just trying to be sensitive to God and allow God to do the speaking. So there's no speaker on that night. We don't have any speaker tonight, and we're just listening for God to speak. And then we just have that time of communion, because we recognize the Holy Spirit can speak to us. Acts chapter 9:17 says, so Ananias, he went and found Saul. He laid his hands on him and said, brother Saul, the Lord Jesus who appeared to you on the road has sent me so that you might regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. So Saul heard the Lord speak into his life, and he knew that his life was going to change. But he also realized that he needed some strength and some abilities to change. It's kind of a question that many of us ask as well, that God says something to us, and we kind of come back to God and say, well, God, I don't know if I can do that. How am I able to do this? I want to change, but I keep trying, and nothing happens. Well, in an encounter, God gives you the strength and the power that you might change. And so maybe your prayer needs to change a little bit. If you're struggling in a certain area, to say, God, I need an encounter in this area. I've been struggling and trying on my own. God, I'm looking to you that you might empower me by your Holy Spirit. So an encounter with God is also an empowerment so you'll be able to do what God is asking you to do. Again, you don't have to be afraid of God showing you something or you're going to do something. You're saying, that's impossible. I could never do that. You can do that because God will also empower you. He won't call you to do something unless he also empowers you to do that job. So don't miss that part, that when you have an encounter with God, to ask for that filling and the empowerment of the Holy Spirit in your life so that you can do what God is calling you to do. That's the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to have more of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Acts chapter 1, verse 8 says, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, through Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. God encounters come with empowerment, giving us the strength and the ability to do what God is asking of us. So if a God appeared to you in some form of a supernatural encounter, know that you are able to do that which he's asking you to do, and that he's able to fill you with the Holy Spirit. Being filled with the Holy Spirit is part of encountering God. Don't be scared of it, but rather we should be seeking it, seeking that power and that strength and that ability that comes from God. God is wanting to empower you through the Holy Spirit. Now, we also can add that part as we get filled with the Holy Spirit, even that supernatural part that we speak in other tongues and languages that we didn't know, or heavenly languages. Again, it's just a sign of God is encountering us. God is empowering us. So with divine encounters, look for that part as well, that you might be filled with the Holy Spirit. Just two more. Fifthly, a God encounter leads to healing. For Saul in Acts 9, it was one of the last things he experienced in his encounter with God. God called another man, Ananias, to come, lay his hands on Saul, and to pray the prayer of faith that he may be healed. And we see that in verses 17 to 18, that Ananias laid his hands on him, said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you in the road, has sent me so you might regain your sight, be filled with the Holy Spirit." Instantly, something like scales fell from Saul's eyes, and he regained his sight, and he got up and baptized. See, Saul got healed in this encounter in Acts chapter 9. The light was so bright that it blinded him. But God didn't leave him that way. Scales came off his eyes, and he could see again. Now, personally for me, I believe this was not just physical, but also spiritual, that spiritual scales fell off, physical scales fell off, that he could see in the natural, and that he also could see in the spiritual. And I know we all desire that as well, that God would move upon us, that we would see better, and that we would understand better, and God would open up our eyes to see those things he wants us to see. So God encounters, they don't just lead to revelation, direction, empowerment. They also lead us to a place of healing, physically, emotionally, spiritually. God can take care of everything in an encounter. One encounter with God can really take care of everything. Everything. God can really, he can take care of the finances. He can take care of sickness, disease, inabilities that we think that we have. God can take care of all those things. And God is able to heal our bodies. And when we look at the people that have various sicknesses and diseases, some of the diseases that are very serious diseases that they're going to die from, I think we could be saying, I need an encounter. That's all I need. It's just an encounter with God. Will take care of that, because God heals all our diseases. It's also interesting, the Bible says that this is also something we should be expecting, as the gifts of the Spirit are there for us. 1 Corinthians 12:9, and that same Spirit gave great faith to another, and to someone else, the Spirit gave the gift of healing. So God encounters will lead to healing. And then lastly, God encounters lead to faith in Jesus Christ. And this is really the most important part of God encounters. It's really the true reason why God desires to encounter us, is that he desires to draw us closer to him in faith. Even though there may be things we need to do, actions we need to take, or things that need to happen within ourselves, the ultimate purpose is to draw people to Jesus Christ. So if you're ministering to somebody that has had a God encounter, and you didn't have a dream or a vision that you might understand what they're going through, their purpose is always bring them to Jesus. So God encounters have a purpose, and the biggest purpose of those encounters is that we might believe and place our faith in Jesus Christ. They're great faith boosters, and they really help people in this whole area of faith. At the beginning of this encounter, Saul realized that it was Jesus, the one he was persecuting, the people he was persecuting, that was speaking to him. That was the beginning of his encounter with God, a revelation of Jesus Christ. And friends, that's the most important part of any encounter, a revelation of Jesus Christ. Acts 9:5, "Who are you, Lord?" Saul asked, and the voice replied, "I am Jesus, the one you are persecuting." For Saul, this encounter caused him to place his faith in Christ, It also caused him to be a missionary. He wanted to tell his story now. And he went around the known world at that time sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and establishing churches. And after that encounter with Christ, as we see at the end of the story, he comes to that place and he gets baptized, which is a public testimony. It's a thing that we do to show that we have now chosen and that we have now decided to follow Jesus Christ. And it tells us that in the last verse that we read, in verse 18 of chapter 9 of Acts, and he got up and was baptized. And that's something we need to do as well. If we've been a Christian now for some time, it should have brought us to a place that we would want to be baptized. And if you're here today and you want to be water baptized, I encourage you to send me an email or talk to one of our staff or talk to one of the ushers going out. Just say, hey, I'd be interested in water baptism, or fill out one of those cards there in front of you. But God is wanting to reach out to us. He's wanting to encounter us. And he wants us to reveal himself to us that people might believe in Jesus Christ. So I hope you understand this better. I hope that I've helped you understand what a God encounter is. It's an unexpected meeting with God, and it's going to happen a whole lot more. There's going to be more God encounters that are going to introduce people to real faith in Jesus Christ, even in ones that we have thought are the hard cases, even in people who we thought they would never, ever, ever, ever darken the door of any church. They would never, ever, ever cry out to God. And you're going to see a lot of people just like that that are going to start coming to Christ because of God encounters. Not because we're doing a great job as a church, not because we're doing a great job evangelizing and sharing our faith. No, it's because God's taking his own hands and he's starting to encounter people because time is getting short. We're running out of time and God is wanting to touch people now. One encounter can change your life. I'm expecting those encounters. And I share this today with you that you might desire these even more yourself, and that you might be praying for more of those in your community that you live in. That through encounters with God, that people will come to know Jesus Christ. And as we close here today, I want to pray that over you, that you would experience a God encounter. If you've never, ever experienced one, I think you're in for a surprise because God wants to give them more and more and more. I've been sharing with you and been telling people, I pray every night that before I close my eyes, I just say, Lord, just want you to know that, Lord, I'm available, my wife's available, and Lord, we would love to have an encounter with you tonight. That even in our sleep, God can encounter us. And we welcome that. I welcome it at all times, that God, I want those encounters. I want more encounters with you because they are the greatest things that a person can ever experience. Keeps you going in the faith. They really are. So, Lord Jesus, I just want to pray over this congregation here that, Lord, that they would experience more encounters with you. And, Lord, if there be some here today that would say, I've never, ever experienced anything like you've been talking about today, I pray they will. That, Lord, whether it's this afternoon, whether it's this evening, or whether in these next few days, God, I pray that there would be God encounters that would take place in this church and the people who are here today. I pray there would be God encounters that would take place for people that we're praying for people that need to be healed, for people that need to rise above the addictions and the troubles and the bondages that they find themselves in, that they would have an encounter and they'd be totally set free in an instant because, God, that's what you can do. And I pray that over your people here in this place today. I pray for God encounters. I pray for God encounters. And if you're here today that maybe you had one, maybe you're here in church today because something happened to you this week, we would love to hear your story. Don't be afraid to come and talk to me or tell one of our prayer team people of what you've been going through or what you've been experiencing. My email is just Duane, D-U-A-N-E, at bfwc.ca. Share your story with me. I'd love to hear it. God is speaking in some marvelous ways. As I close, I just want to share, I didn't have it written down there, but I'm going to share just one of those encounters that God has been giving me a lot of visions and dreams of late and experiences with Him that have just been marvelous. And after, remember me telling you about a story of a person after we were vacationing in Hawaii, how a person got contacted me after that trip and said about a wind that was coming, a wind that was going to blow, and how that was the only thing that I was really getting in my spirit during that whole time away was a wind. Well, then about another week and a half or so, 2 weeks after that, God gave me a vision. And in that vision, I saw our district. I saw them equipping us. I saw them anointing, giving anointing oil out. And then from there, it went into another totally different vision. And I was driving on my way out of St. Paul. I was getting there by Extra Foods. I was in my car, so that must mean it's either spring or summer because the car doesn't work good winter time. And I was right by Extra Foods, and suddenly as I looked up, I saw a tsunami coming. Tidal waves, wave after wave after wave that were coming. And I knew that for a second. I thought, I got to get out of here. But then I read, no, this is God. God's going to move upon this community in this area because it was so wide. There was nowhere to go anyway. Everybody's going to get it. God's going to pour out His Spirit upon the whole area. So after that dream, I shared that with a person. You might remember Carolyn Neary. She was here with Daniel Baker approximately about a year ago or so. And I just felt to share that with her. And she contacted me immediately right back. And she said, I had a dream about you 2 weeks ago. And she began to share about this dream, how she saw me. And she said, I saw you taking steps, taking territory, taking ground, and I saw that there's people with you. I recognized some of the people, and she mentioned a few people of our church. I saw that they were with you, and you're claiming territory, and your territory is very large. And that as you walked, that something was happening. You couldn't see it on the ground level. You couldn't see it with the natural. But she said, underneath your feet, the ground was shifting, and it was going down, something was going down really deep into the ground. And then she said, then I saw prayers, that you were praying, that there was people in your church that were praying. And as you were praying, that those prayers were going deep down in the ground and was causing the earth to shift and move. And she said, that's what your prayers were doing. She didn't realize that we've been going around and doing some of these regional prayers, and there's been lots of people coming to church praying. Lots of you have been praying at home. But she talked about this ground moving. And she said, I didn't know fully what to say to you when I had that dream. But she said, as soon as you sent me your dream of the tsunami, I immediately just clicked with me. What causes a tsunami? An earthquake, the ground shifting underneath. You don't see it in the natural, but when it happens, all of a sudden a wave comes. And so that's how God can speak to you. And I really believe that's going to happen. I'm believing that for this spring, summer time, that something very powerful is going to start to happen. God is wanting to encounter people, not just church people. God desires all to be saved. God desires everyone into the kingdom of God. So He's going to start moving upon people. There will be no escape. He's going to move upon people. He's going to touch people. Just thinking of those waves just rolling over right through the whole town. Don't we need that right across Canada? I was listening to a small little testimony. I stuck it on my Facebook. There, Billy Graham, an interview back in 1978, where Billy Graham was talking about the nation of Canada and how he believes that Canada has always been known as a nation of peace. And he said there will be a spiritual awakening that's going to take place in Canada. And as that spiritual awakening takes place in Canada, people around the world are going to be open to that because of our peace nature as Canadians. I believe that time is coming to pass. I really do. I really do. So there's lots of things that can happen. Tell us your story if you have one. And we just bless you today. If you're here today and maybe you had one of those God encounters, say, well, I got to finish it, Pastor. I need somebody to pray with you. I'm going to ask our prayer team just to come forward. They're just going to put on a little bit of music up there quietly. And we're just going to close the service that way. If you want prayer, we're here. If you're a person that's like, oh, I'm not going to come up front, like, can somebody just pray for me right here? Yes, we can. Just let somebody know beside you that, hey, I'd appreciate somebody to come down and pray for me, and we'll make sure that that happens. Or maybe that person next to you might just pray for you as well. So, Father, I thank you that God encounters are going to increase. They're going to happen more. And that, Lord, they're going to move upon people that, Lord, we never ever thought that you could move upon them. You're going to correct things that we thought could never be corrected. You're going to change lives that we never thought could be ever changed. Lord, you're going to speak to us in a fresh way that's going to empower us and equip us to do that what you're asking us to do. Father, you're going to fan into flame those fires again. Lord, they're not going to be little fires anymore. It's going to be a big fire inside of us. Fan those flames, Lord. We want to desire you more and more and more. Again, God, I just pray for encounters. Encounters over your people. I pray for visions and dreams. Lord, I pray for unusual occurrences that, Lord, would happen, that they will know that it's God. I pray that people will hear the voice of God. They will feel the impartation of the Holy Spirit. They will feel that empowerment. And that, Lord, and if they don't know you, that, Lord, that encounter will lead them to faith in Jesus Christ, that they become one of the greatest missionaries, just as Saul became Paul and the great missionary around our world. I pray you would do the same, Lord, in this group of people, and we also speak that over our communities that surround this whole area, Lord, and we just pray you would do it in a great way, in a great measure, and Lord, I know you're going to increase it because we're going to see it, and when it happens, we're going to understand it. And so, Lord, we just speak your blessing now over your people. In Jesus' name, amen. So as you stand.